Why be frustrated by slow internet when there is a powerful, reliable fiber internet network built by people you trust right here in your community? Smithville delivers the top speed available at one affordable price with the legendary customer service you deserve. When you're a Smithville customer, you get the fastest speed our network can provide to your home, period. Get the very best from your friendly neighborhood provider. We guarantee it. Contact Smithville today at 800-742-4084 or visit smithville.com.
News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 and the IHSAA proudly present the 109th Annual Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, sponsored by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever. Tonight's game is brought to you by Smithville, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford Real Estate, Bounds Flooring, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Lloyd Law, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, and Chris Smith Remax Acclaimed Properties. Now, here's Indiana Sportscasters Hall of Famer Joe Smith with Chalk Talk.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome once again to the Chalk Talk pregame show. The boys' 109th annual state high school basketball tournament continues with the regional round presented by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever from the Lloyd E. Barney Scott Gym on the grounds of Seymour High School. Big one today, obviously, as the South Panthers ready to take on the Jeffersonville Red Devils of Joe Luce. Conversation with J.R. Holmes being brought to you in part by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, by Black Lumber. A little bit later, the fellows at J&S Locksmith wishing the Panthers the best here when the noon hour commences, which is only about a half hour or so from now. Center Grove Jasper ending their semifinal battle. Well, J.R., first of all, this is more of a solid week. It was last week you spent a couple of days not knowing who you were going to play until Tuesday night. You walked out of Columbus North on Saturday night after winning a school record fifth sectional championship, knowing who the opponent was. Take us through the work week, and obviously they're all big.
Yeah, well, we after playing on Friday and Saturday, usually Monday is light, so we didn't practice on Monday. We had weight class, and we just lifted weights and went over the film, and they were done, give them a chance to catch your breath for a couple days off to relax, and then we got back into it on Tuesday with a normal practice situation after school. Then Wednesday we went over to Seymour and was able to practice over there. Now on Thursday and Friday we got back to the normal routines in the class, doing the same things we do about every game. And you know, it's a long week from the time that you won last Saturday, but it does finally get here.
Well, let's go back and we'll touch on it briefly. It doesn't happen all that often. It's been a historic milestone-studded campaign this year for your ball club, but five sectional championships in a row. The three-pointer helped you along laying the foundation against Columbus East, and then the transition game with Noah Jaeger early on getting a jump on Shelbyville. Games had its good points, bad points, but in the end, you cut the nets down.
We had a great start in the Friday night game against Columbus East, shot the ball extremely well, jumped up on them. But our defense was really, really good, too. And that allowed us to be up by 20 points at halftime. And then it's a problem where you have to contain your intensity. And we went out and they let East score the first 5 points right off the bat. We had to call timeout 40 seconds into the third quarter and got back on the groove again and kept the lead around 20 points most of the way and was able to put it away and get ready for the Saturday night game with Shelbyville. And again, on Friday night, that was Noah's first game in 2 weeks. Since he's out, and so he was a little rusty from the shootout. I think he was 1-for-7, but he had a good floor game, and everybody else, Joey Bomb had some shots, and Anthony did, and so did Roland, so did Hickman. So we had a pretty good offensive effort, but our defense was really good for most of the game. And then Saturday night, Noah got off to a great start, four straight layups to start the game, and got a three-point by Hickman, and the next thing you know, we're up 11-2. And from there, we was able to keep that 8-12 point lead through the whole first half. Then we got in foul trouble with Anthony and Grayson being two each, so we had to take them out to finish the half off with a big basket right at the buzzer from Noah on the drive. So we're up eight. We come out in the third quarter, and they really threw a haymaker at us. They hit about three or four threes, you know, right there. But we answered. Anthony answered with two, but threes right back to back at him. And when the dust all was over with, we were still up eight. So, you know, I thought we were in good shape then. But the only problem really was that Anthony and Roland now had four fouls on them and had to sit out the last part of the third quarter. And then now we going into the fourth quarter without your best athlete, your best scorer. But we come out and scored right off the bat and made it 50, it was about 48, yeah. It was 50, made it 50-40. It was 48-40, I think it was, going into that last quarter. And with doing that, we were able to come out and what we call milk the clock. We ran the clock, tried to run the clock down to the next minute every time we got it. So we didn't have quick shots. We weren't stalling, but just trying to go, an example, if we got the ball at 6:31, we were stalling until it got to 5:59, then we were attacking, trying to run a play, not forcing it, but trying to run a play. And we did that decently well. A couple of plays, we forced a shot in there, but we stopped them on the other end. They quit hitting threes, and we went from up eight up to 15, and we hadn't even had Anthony and Grayson back in the game yet. So we were able to get us down below the four-minute mark, 3:59 or something like that, when we put them in, and was able to continue to win the ball game.
Yeah, and spread it out to a 15-point lead, and the rest was history. And when the dust settled, JR talked about team defense, 31% on the night for Shelbyville. And obviously, as we continue to move through this tournament, more of that similar type defense will have to hold here, especially against a very quick and talented Jeffersonville Red Devil Basketball Club. More comments this morning. Heading up to the noon hour, game two getting ready to start. The Panthers and the Jeff Red Devils back with more conversation with JR in 1 minute. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. You were talking a little about Noah. Obviously, he was plugged into 880 right from the get-go last Saturday night. I thought Adam Graham, too, between them, they were 17 of 23 and had 40 points. You commented to me after the ball game. You felt that it was probably Adam's, in a ball game with meaning to it, a sectional championship, perhaps played his best all-round game.
Well, two things. One, I mean, he's supposed to hit the shots he had. They were layups. And that's good because he struggled with that a little bit. And that was a really, really, but he was stronger going to the basket instead of meekly putting it up. And he had a jump shot. But what I liked about him was his defense. And he had 9 rebounds. And that was huge for us. He went after the ball on the boards, got the ball to Jager's hands, and Jager then came in transition to create some things. So Adam was a very big, very, very big part of how we won that game.
Doeg early when you needed him, when Leal and Roland were on the bench, Meeks and Joey Bamba, the rotation that you had off the bench, those kids came in, played well.
Well, Cody and Joey had to play in the second quarter even, and they come back and had to play the end of the third and the first 4 minutes, and they did nothing to hurt our team. I mean, they didn't make any mistakes. They guarded people. They rebounded. They didn't make any errors. And I thought it was, to me, I enjoyed more. One of the things I enjoyed the most is when they took him out, the people gave him a standing ovation, those two kids. Or at least they sound like they're standing up. And that's really a tribute to people who understand that those two played a vital part in keeping us the ship above water until our two, quote, starters get back in there. So I was pleased with that. Jordan was disappointed a little bit because he didn't get his play as much because Graham was doing so well. And I know nothing he did wrong, and I explained that to him after the game. There's nothing negative from your play. It's just that there was no reason to take Adam out. And so we're going to need Jordan today because they got a big Coleman kid in the middle, and they're really strong on the boards, and so I'm sure he's going to be in there.
JR, what pops out? You didn't play this ball club. You haven't played them, actually, since the tournament setting back about 7 years ago. But what pops out when you looked at them on video? What pops out to you about the Red Devils?
Well, it depends on which Red Devil team you get. Sometimes they're not great shooting teams, and it's all drive and athleticism and pressure to get easy shots. Bedford beat them in the regular season at Bedford, but they come back the other night in the sectional semifinal, Jeffersonville did, hit 9 out of 10 shots in the first quarter. And the one they missed, they got the rebound and scored on. So, I mean, they had 4 or 5 threes in that quarter and jumped out on Bedford 25-12. So if they shoot like that, they're just extremely hard to guard because they're so quick. Most teams play them back inside the three and try to take their drives away or zone them. You know, that's what Columbus East did. Got beat 4 points by them. New Albany sucked it back in, played some zone. Floyd was back in. So, I mean, those teams, that the games they lost in their schedule, I think most of them played zone against them. And we don't play much zone. So, you know, you get the same characteristics if you just play man-to-man inside the three and do the same thing as a zone does, and should give you even better rebounding. But it all depends. It all depends. If we can't, we let Starks get loose. That's a kid who moved over from New Albany last year, and he's shooting 48% on three-point shots. And then if Jones, a little point guard, is really, really quick, and Franklin are, you know, they're 33%, but the other night, the last two games in the sectionals, they've been shooting about 44%. So, I mean, is it a two-game stat you look at, or do you look at 24-game stats, you know, and you hope the 24-game stats pans out. But on a given night, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, and we'll have to adjust as the game goes on.
Back with our J&S Locksmith Keys to Victory and final thoughts. J.R. and the Panthers, fifth ranked in the state, 14 in a row, looking to move into the title game tonight here in Seymour. We'll have those keys to victory after this one-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Time now for our J&S Locksmith Keys to Victory. The fellas at 508 West 17th Street, they'll be listening in today and wishing the purple and white the best as they take on the Jeff Red Devils. Offensive, defensive keys. Let's start with the old cliche that championships are won with defense. You alluded to it earlier today with the job you did against East and Shelbyville. Don't think you'll be tinkering with much zone today. So you're man-to-man against a team that's been dialed in. How do you envision the matchups today?
Well, East and Shelbyville both had guards that just, you know, the Johnson kid and the Williams kid for Shelbyville were both super quick and both really tried to penetrate. Well, I'm just going to tell you right now, Jones is quicker than both of those guys. And their whole lot, if you score, Will Loving Watts gets the ball right into Jones's hands, and he's full court fashion goes. So we're going to try to slow him down. I don't know that we can, but we're going to try to slow him down and not let him get into transition, because they like to get transition quick shot baskets. And so we got to try to find him. Then you got to find Starks. You know, we can't let him spot shoot wide open, because that's what he doesn't shoot off the move. He just, you know, they'll work the ball around and he'll step up and he'll hit threes and almost at a 50% clip. And then their stud players, the Coleman kid inside that a lot of schools are recruiting, 6'6", strong, more 15 and in, but he will shoot the three occasionally. And they've got 38% on that, but he doesn't shoot very many of them. He's only shot about 1.5 per game, three. So, you know, I think it's because about what we maybe in the first game, we got to stop dribble penetration, got to find Starks, and we can't get killed on the boards. We can't give them second and third shot opportunities, because that's how they make their living. They crash the board with the freshman, really athletic. That Will Loving Watts, he just crashes the board. Franklin crashes the board at 6'3", and Coleman. So if we can hold our own on the boards, now the offensive part of it, that you're going to ask that next, aren't you, is can we handle their pressure, because they get all over you. They trap screens, ball screens. They'll run and jump at you and just try to get you to go a little bit haywire. So if we got to have some composure. And, you know, at this time in the season, if you don't have composure, then obviously you can go play golf.
Well, the Panthers have had composure, and I might make mention, and JR has talked about this, how tough it is to defend and win a sectional championship. Going in today, only six of the AP top 16 are playing today, including the Panthers. You've been listening to comments this morning with Panther head basketball coach J.R. Holmes, Terry Stoltz as usual, alongside, and we'll be back with more of our pregame. Wrap up game one. Get ready for this one. A little past the noon hour, it's the Jeff Red Devils, the South Panthers, to see who plays tonight for a Final Four berth. You've been listening to comments this morning on the Chalk Talk pregame show with Panther head man J.R. Holmes. Now stay tuned. We'll be back to Barney Scott Gym here in Seymour after this 2-minute break. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
You've been listening to Chalk Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Now, let's head courtside with Joe Smith and Terry Stultz.
So, for a fifth straight year, Coach J.R. Holmes' fifth-ranked South Panthers, a member of the State 4A Sweet 16, with yet another opportunity to vie for a coveted spot in next week's Final Four at Knight's Inn. But ahead this afternoon, out to snap a five-game regional losing streak, including the last 4 years. Today, Reading for the matchup with the boys from the River City, Jeffersonville, the Red Devils of Joe Luce, 19-5, 2019 Hoosier Hills Conference champions, and a regional appearance for the first time in 6 years after beating regional nemesis for Bloomington South, New Albany, last Saturday night. Here come the Panthers, 23-3, yet to lose this calendar year of 2019, 14 in a row. After capturing its fifth straight sectional crown, now, as I mentioned, an opportunity today and hopefully tonight to bring home the school's ninth regional crown and a spot in the Final Four in 4A. South hasn't won, keep in mind, a regional crown since the state title team of 2011. But first things first, a very quick, athletic Red Devil squad that's peeled off 10 in a row. Earlier today in Game 1, Center Grove, unranked when the tournament started, they defeated Jasper relatively easy, 65-40. The ball game was close at the end of 8 minutes, 15-11, but steadily Center Grove broke it open from there. They led at half 26-16, 49-24 at the end of 3, and have marched now to a 20-win season and will appear tonight in their second straight Elite Eight appearance. Jasper loses. They finish out the season 16-10. Again, the final score, Center Grove 65 and Jasper 40. So the Trojans will have plenty of rest. They really weren't pressed all that much, and so they advance to tonight's 8 o'clock title game right here at Barney Scott Gym. Well, along with our producer on a late Saturday morning, Alex Lester, sitting high atop our One City Center studios downtown, Terry Stultz alongside, and all of our sponsors. From the 8,228 seat, the state's largest high school basketball arena, welcome to the Lloyd E. Barney Scott Gymnasium. Here in Seymour, it is time to get rolling towards a regional title, which means it's time for our player spotlights presented by Lloyd Law and attorney Matt Lloyd. Here's T.
All right, thank you, Joe. Well, I'm going back to point guards for today's game. As you heard JR mention, how quick Jacob Jones is the 5'10 junior for Jeffersonville. You know, Trey Coleman may be the leading scorer and rebounder. Darren Starks is an excellent shooter also. But the guy that runs the show, spearheads the offense and the defense, is Jacob Jones. So I'm going to take number 11, the 5'10 junior from Jeff, as that spotlight player, and I'm going with his nemesis, the guy that more than likely is going to guard him today, Noah Jaeger. Noah had an excellent sectional, especially the final game, and he's been playing the most consistent basketball of all the Panthers all year long. So, Joe, I think this is an easy one. I'm going with Noah Jaeger and Jacob Jones as our spotlight players.
And today's player spotlight brought to you by Lloyd Law and attorney Matt Lloyd. He can help you if you've been hurt in a car wreck. Call 812-333-MATT. He'll fight to get you the settlement that you deserve. Well, as we mentioned, Terry, the Panthers haven't lost in this calendar year of 2019, 23-3 coming in, averaging almost 67 points, and that defensive yield, I thought it was a masterpiece as we glance back, you and I. The opportunity to watch the Panthers win their fifth sectional championship last weekend at Memorial Gymnasium in Columbus, giving Columbus East 37%, and then getting even better Saturday night, winning the title. Shelbyville hit only 31%.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, the defense has been there all year long. Just the pressure out front from Noah Jaeger. Connor Hickman is a good defender, and Grayson Rowland's an outstanding defender. You've got that. These guys move as five fingers, as they twist and turn, and it's just, JR will probably give Neil Coyle most of the defensive kudos because he's the one that maps it out. That may be one thing that, Jeffersonville's a good shooting team. We know that. you know, a 51% overall, 56% from two ball, and 41 from three. But they don't always, they're not going to see the defensive work like South does all the time. So hopefully South keeps that up, the pressure. Jeff, very quick. We know it's going to be a challenge. But I think JR figures if his defense comes to play as they did last week, the Panthers will be in good shape.
Well, South winning its 22nd sectional as Bloomington South, and for JR, his 20th. And JR has coached him to 8 regional titles, all 8 of them. And as I mentioned at the top, shooting for number 9. And we're shooting just to play another game here and get a shot at Center Grove for the regional championship tonight. You know, we were telling you this has been a rather historic, milestone-studded campaign for the 23-3 felines from the South side. Their tournament record now is 144, and we broke that down, Terry, and JR has won 89. He's 89-35. That's the aggregate. So he wanted to know if he had all those wins. No, JR, no, you don't have all of the wins. You got 89 and 35 of those losses. But that said, the new aggregate for JR, 72%, which matches and equals some of his career and Bloomington South coaching marks coming into today's game with Jeffersonville, 809 wins. That's 71%. And looking at what he's done at South now with 666 wins, that's 75%. So that fits in nicely. They're 2-1, by the way, against Jeffersonville all time in the tournament, and have not played since the 2012 first round game. Won that one by 1 point. And really, that's the last time they played 2 games here.
Yeah, you're right, Joe, because that they faced Castle that night and didn't come out of that, and beat Jeff by 1, an exciting morning game that I remember working on a Saturday and listening to you do that game. But the last time before that they played Jeff, the 2010 season, after beating Jeff by 30. At Bloomington South earlier in the year, Jeff pulled the ultimate surprise after a 49 straight winning streak. Panthers ranked number 1 all year and destroying teams, and Jeff came in here and put a loss on the Panthers that you know, very possibly could have kept JR from 3 straight state titles. So as far as I'm concerned, we owe these guys.
Well, and two, you look at Bloomington South's lone loss in this long skein ever since they dropped the opening 2 games to Edgewood and New Albany by a total of, 13 total points. Edgewood got them in the opener, 62-56, and they lost 4 days later to New Albany, 49-42. They lost that irking game they should have won against Zionsville in the Bob Wettig tournament, 63-62. That went in overtime. Boy, I tell you, they hadn't lost that one, and they'd really have the streak maximized with all W's. That's been the only mar, and, of course, that came on December 29th. So as they entered the calendar year of 2019, starting with the annual city rival game with the Cougars, beat them 70-61, and off they went. And another Conference Indiana championship, which was their 11th, and 14 wins in a row.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that I think that Zionsville game still irks JR to this day.
And the players.
Oh, and everyone involved. And now people are talking in the North Regional. Zionsville might be the only team up there in that regional that could give Carmel a good game. And everybody knows how good Carmel's playing right now, which, to the delight of Mike Glasscott, he will love me putting in a Carmel plug for his boys. But, yeah, Joe, I mean, let's just face it. Whether Edgewood and New Albany are games that, you know, South shouldn't have lost or not, that doesn't matter. What they've done to right the ship after 2 losses has been amazing. And this is quite a streak. They're shooting the ball well. They're playing defense, and you'll note, and I'll let you talk about this later, because their turnovers hanging on to the ball is just amazing. They had 10 in the sectional final, and that surprised both of us because he hadn't had double-figure turnovers in very many games this year.
You bring up a good point, Jerry, because I think if it gets between, well, we'll give them 10, but anything over 12 and South could be hurting. here today against Jeffersonville's pressure. They are so athletic, so quick. They steal the ball and they're gone. And so South's got a, which I feel good about. They have, in particular, these quote-unquote big stage games. Not that one belies the other one, but, you know, South will be ready today. And they're averaging, as you say, well, they've only turned it over 201 times in 26 games. That's less than eight a game. And Jeffersonville, for us up-tempo, and while South scores about 67 a game, there's nothing wrong with Jeff. They giddy up a bit. They score on the average of 65, give up only 54, so their average winning margin in their 19-5 campaign has been almost 16 points, but they're turning it over less than 10 a game.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, this is two well-coached teams. Joe Luce is you and I talking coming down here. He's won sectionals at Marion. He's,
Richmond.
Richmond. He's just an outstanding coach. You go down to Jeff where, you know, the talent pool's never seems to run out, and no matter who coaches there, they play the same way. They will probably be very tight man-to-man full court, as JR mentioned to you. They want to get you moving faster than you're capable or used to moving, and that usually presents turnovers in itself. So now look, South doesn't play the little sisters of the poor.
No.
I mean, they beat a Floyd Central team that's ranked top five all year long. Silver Creek, one of the top teams in 3A, likes to press full court and make the game physical. Columbus North, you and I did a game at South, an overtime win there. And then let's don't even talk about Zionsville, Richmond. These guys play.
Castle.
Yeah, Castle. Oh, my gosh. These guys play a top five schedule. So I don't think that anything Jeffersonville's going to do, unless they pull something completely out of their hat that they've been holding on to all year that JR hasn't seen or Neil Coyle and Aaron Parker hasn't seen, that it's going to surprise the Panthers. They're too solid. They've got, you know, the system is too good. And I'll be very surprised if this game is not just a tremendous game from start to finish. And, again, if South does not turn the ball over, there's no reason they can't snap this four-game first game and out regional streak.
Our pregame show being sponsored in part by Urban Air Trampoline and Adventure Park. You know, much more than trampolines. They're open from 10 a.m. daily during now spring break, which began yesterday at school's end and noon the rest of this month of March. So, again, 10 a.m. daily during spring break and noon the rest of March. So come on out and play online at urbanairtrampoline.com. And by Class 101 in Bloomington, providing expert guidance in college search, admissions, test prep, and the financial aid process, which is vital. Call Class 101, 812-320-3702. That's 812-320-3702. Online at class101/Bloomington. Go Panthers. Well, sitting here at Barney Scott Gymnasium, you know, it was interesting. A couple of historians, when they didn't have anything, obviously they're both retired and don't have anything to do, filtered through all of the seats and what have you. You know, Newcastle was deemed the largest goal hall in the state of Indiana for a number of years. Well, they did some things different. They had to take some seats out, and the fire marshal stepped in and what have you. Make a long story short, we're sitting now in the largest goal hall in the state of Indiana, 8,228. And Terry, for that first ball game, Jasper and against Center Grove, you just tuned us in, Panthers will be tipping up here in about 8 minutes against the Jeff Red Devils. Center Grove won its 20th of the year as they take out Jasper. That final was 65-40.
And a very quiet 20 for Trace Jackson Davis, the IU recruit, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter at all.
But 82-28, but I was getting back to the number for a 10 o'clock start time. There was 4,500, good 45,000, and we look around here, and still we don't see any ads. It's not sold out by any stretch of the imagination. No Romeo fever this year. When they used to be standing out in the street trying to get tickets to come in here. But Jeffersonville brought a nice crowd. They're sitting right next to the Center Grove people, so a lot of red and white there. And as we glance down, the Jeff Red Devils are right below us, and we glance, and Bloomington South looks like the up. They're going to be wearing those dark black uniforms again here as they try to snap the hex here in Seymour. Before we get off of that and talk about something positive, with Bloomington South having won five straight sectionals, they did it at five different venues. It all started at home in 2015. Then they won the title in 16 at East Central. They won the title in 17 at the Tom McKinney Court on the north side. And then they won last year, 2018, at Columbus East, and this year at Columbus North. So the only venue not in there is Shelbyville, that competes in the 16 tournament. But I thought that was kind of neat. Adding up, as we say, they scored those two victories at Columbus North over East and Shelbyville to propel the all-time tourney record for Bloomington South High School, quote-unquote, 100 wins and 44 losses. We'll be back. Take a look at Jeffersonville. They played some tough folk as well, and they're 19-5 for a reason, playing their best basketball of the year. They're going off the floor right now. We'll be back with that. Starting lineups, we're still about 5 minutes away from the opening tap, and yes, we'll get this game started way early of this side of 12 noon. Back in 2 minutes from the regional site, the Barney Scott Memorial Gymnasium. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Barney Scott Gymnasium here in Jackson County. We're at the seat of Jackson County, Seymour, as we will get set for game number two here this afternoon. We'll actually tip it before 12 noon as Center Grove moved to 20-8 on the year as they eliminate Jasper 65-40. Got a score in from Paoli in that opener down there, which was anticipated to be a Dandaroo, and Linton won it on a last-second shot as they won their 25th of the year, ending a great season the Paoli Rams had as they closed 23-4, that final 72-71. By the way, in game two down at Paoli, it's Southwestern. They're based out of Hanover, and they are the number one team in the state in Class 2A. And I mention that because in game six of Jeffersonville's regular season, Terry, it was right before Christmas, they flat hammered the Red Devils, their worst loss of the five that they've suffered, 79-52. And I take that back. Carmel beat them by 20 the week before. So those young pups have grown up a bit. They're obviously, the more they play, the better they're getting. And obviously, those were two, of course, Carmel is number one in the state for a reason as well. All they do is win basketball games. We mentioned coming into today, only six of the AP top 16 left playing in 4A.
Yeah, that's amazing, which just shows you. I mean, Floyd Central got beat by New Albany. Warren Central gets beat at the Lawrence North sectional. I mean, it's just, it's that time of year, Joe.
Yep.
That's why you play them. The rankings don't matter. You know, it sounds cliche, I know, but it's just, it is what it is. And glad right now South's one of them. We hope they're still standing in about another hour and a half so we can come back and get another game tonight. And by the way, Carmel just beat Fort Wayne Northrop 58-42.
Well,
so the rich get richer.
The other losses for Jeffersonville, a team that Owen Valley's getting ready to play over at Greencastle, and that's Indianapolis Addicts, a 3A outfit. High scoring that one was, 94-91. B&L beat them at B&L, 67-61, and they lost to Evansville-Harrison the following night, 44-43. They haven't lost a game since. So they have been without a loss since the 31st of January, 10 in a row for John Luce. Terry was talking about how well he has coached in the past. Yep, three sectional championships in Marion, two at Richmond, and he's done a nice job, 68% here at Jeffersonville, 68-32, but he's won 338 games. He's in his 20th year of coaching, so no neophyte in Joe Luce. Let's take a look at the starting lineups right now for both ball clubs. Jeffersonville will be the home team here this afternoon. The Red Devils, 19-5, will start 6'6 swingman Trey Coleman, he'll play forward today, 215 pounds, averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds a game. And they also will start Will Lovings Watt, a young freshman who's grown up a lot. He's 6'3 and a half, 165. Those are the two forwards, and both of them can board. And you heard JR talk about two keys in our pregame show: board work and composure against pressure expected by the Jeff Red Devils. Davion Franklin, a young sophomore, 6'3, 175, will be one of three guards. Darren Starks, 5'9, 150. A junior, and their nuts and bolts guy, Jacob Jones, a 5'10, 155-pound junior. That will draw the assignment of one Noah Jager here this afternoon. Jones is their catalyst, 11 points, 3 rebounds. He's averaging 7 assists a game. And, of course, those are kind of comparable numbers that Noah's been throwing on the board. You know by now in following Panther basketball that Noah Jager is the new single-season all-time assist guy, and it will be smashed. He'll have D. Davis's school career mark because Noah's got another year to play. 7.2 assists, 3 steals, 13 points on that average after that 24-point scoring night the other night. So it'll be Jacob Jones, Darren Starks in the backcourt. Those two combined for 23 points. Will Lovings Watt, the young freshman at one forward, Trey Coleman the other, and Davion Franklin, a young sophomore. So you can see Terry, nary a senior in the starting lineup.
No, Joe, and their first three guys that come off the bench are underclassmen. They have two seniors on the squad. They do not play. This team may be one of the state's best next year. So I think it's behooving the Panthers. Let's get them right now and be ready to play.
Time to meet our officials. It was great to see good friend Mike Fox work the first game. And here's the list of officials for game two. Scott West, a familiar name. He's worked more than a couple of Bloomington South games this year out of Connersville. Damon Houston from Indianapolis. And Richard Deering, also from Indianapolis. The lead official is Scott West from Connersville. And Black Lumber brings us our officials in 1710 South Henderson. They're open today. They've got everything you need. Whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property, you can count on Black Lumber. So the Panthers, no starting, no lineup changes. Adam Graham, the 6'5 senior, along with Anthony Leal and Grayson Rowland. Rowland, of course, the other senior, Leal the junior. He's dipped that average down just under 21 points, but gosh, he's been there all season long. Connor Hickman down below 10 points at 9.6. And we talked about Noah Jager, 13.2 points a ball game. So well-balanced scoring, and South a little experienced, Terry, with two seniors. Although, you know, Roland, obviously last year, Hickman played a lot last year as a freshman.
Yeah, South's got, you talk about them maybe still being a young team, but they've got experience. They've got guys that's been there a while. You know, Adam Graham started a lot of games last year. Grayson Roland, this is his first real full year of playing varsity ball because he was hurt so much last year after a great start-off game against Edgewood last year. And this kid's really filled into his role. He was one of the three Bloomington South kids to make all-conference, which I know you and I will mention throughout the broadcast. But this is a good team, Joe. This is a solid team that has parts everywhere. They've got a couple of good guys off the bench. They sure do miss James Bamba, in my opinion, not being able to come off after his labrum surgery. But this is a solid team that's won a 23 out of 24 in a row. And right now they can't be any hotter than they are.
Graham, Leal, Roland, Hickman, and Jager dressed in black, purple numbers trimmed in white. Noah gathering his ball club in front of J.R. Holmes here at this spacious goal hall. Well over 5,000 on hand for game number two. And it is still a.m., so we're going to sneak two starts here in the a.m. hours again. Earlier today, Center Grove in the title game for a second straight year. They're in the Elite Eight. They defeat Jasper 65-40. The Red Devils in their home whites with red and white trim. Again, Trey Coleman, Davion Franklin, Will Lovings Watt, Darren Starks, and Jacob Jones, a team that's hitting 55% from the field. And Terry, more scary is that three-point aggregate after 24 ball games, resting at just under 41%.
Yeah, these guys can shoot, Joe, and they like to push it down the floor. This is one of these team, modern-day team. They're going to push it down the floor, and they will pull up and shoot threes. They won't worry about taking it right to the rim if they've got an open three. They're going to press. Trey Coleman's going to set back in the back and hope to block some shots. He blocks two a game. That dude's a stud, but I really look, as I said, for Jones and also Darren Starks, who used to play at New Albany.
All right, here we go. Scott West will be tossing it up. It'll be the jump controlled by the Southsiders as Coleman and Leal went after it. It was deflected off, and Connor Hickman got it over to Noah. In the half court, Panthers' first possession of the morning. Noah Jaeger being pressured over there by a guy we'll see in the opposite way, and that's Jake Jones. There's a scoop shot missed by Leal, rebounded out of there by Coleman. Quickly across comes Jones, spin move inside, and he threw it in, but he's called for traveling. Well, break right off the bat as Jake Jones made a nice move, but he took one too many steps, Terry, and he was called on a walk.
I'll tell you what, though, Joe, he made it from one end to the other in about a second and a half.
Got
he
down
is
there quick,
fast.
Didn't he? I thought Noah, cleared some space the other night at Columbus when he hit that shot to end the first half, and a big one that was, as that quelled a Shelbyville possible comeback. With it is Jaeger now in three-point range trying to make a move, and he stepped out of bounds. Well, the inlines, the Panthers' color, home color, purple. The Owls, the host here. And here comes Jeffersonville. No score, just underway. One possession apiece. And now just kind of walking across the timeline is the 5'10 junior, Jake Jones. High lob pass over to Coleman. Leal's out on him, and Noah's out helping as well. As the Panthers stay in their vaunted man-to-man, and with it right now is Darren Starks. Clears it now over to Davion Franklin. He can be dangerous, especially from three-point range, as now they show patience, and boy, Jaeger doing a nice job on Jones. They clear it out. Franklin walked, and no call, and stolen away by Noah Jaeger. He's got a man to beat. He beats Jones and lays it in, and Noah Jaeger starts the regional like he started the sectional championship game with the first basket, and he had the first four baskets of that ball game to get the Panthers off and going. So defense to offense, and Jaeger the culprit on the steal and the hoop, and we got a problem inside, and let's see. I don't know if that's Adam Graham or not.
I think they're going to get Grayson Rowland.
Yep, you're right.
Kind of bodied Davion Franklin across the lane. South is switching everything out front, Joe. They're not going to try to go over the screens. They're going to play it that way for now. We'll see how it works out.
Both the team's leading scorers defending one another. A nice move. Oh, what a play by Coleman. 62% when he gets deep in the paint. We're tied at two. What a pass by Jaeger down to Graham off the glass. Got it. Then the assist to Noah and the two-pointer by Graham, and it's 4-2, and here's Jeffersonville in the half court already. Backing up the offense, Davion Franklin and Grayson Rowland out on him as Jones takes a spill to the hardwood, gets back up, and there's a travel. There's a trip.
Oh, geez.
And this time the guilty party is Adam Graham. So two quick fouls on the Southsiders. Jeffersonville, you don't want to stick them at the line. I mean, they hit 7 of every 10. A little over 70% on the year in 24 ball games. 4-2, South with a two-point lead. 5:48 to play in the opening quarter. Leal goes out and gets Coleman. Now he dishes the ball over to Jake Jones, and Noah's been glued to him since the start of the ball game. Out in three-point range. They haven't processed a three yet. Boy, Jaeger almost stole the ball down on the wing. Coleman's free, and he finger rolls it in.
He's smooth, Joe. Nice ball movement by Jeffersonville. Reversed it, got it down to Coleman, and he laid it in.
Tied at four. Noah across the timeline already, and looking him in the eyeball is Jones. Jacob Jones, a good defender, only a junior. Shot taken by Leo Force, and he put his own shot back up and in. Anthony Leal followed his shot. He hung tough after the first one failed to go through the twine. And the Panthers again with a two-point lead. In front of the Panther bench in the half court already, the white-clad Jeff Red Devils with a nice spin move. Franklin put up a shot, no. Tipped around and into the arms of Jaeger. What a pass up court, and now Leal slows it down. Hooks the pass into Graham, back to Leal. Leal cross court. Oh, what a play into Connor Hickman.
Beautiful move.
And timeout, Jeffersonville. So with 4:41 to play, great ball movement in the half court. What a bullet pass by Leal to Connor Hickman, as four different Panthers have scored field goals. 4:41, Jeff wants a powwow. 8-4, Panthers lead it by four. Back in a half minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Barney Scott Gym. Jeffersonville forced to call a timeout as Joe Luce didn't like what he was seeing, and that's four different Panthers, Terry. Scoring field goals, Graham Leal, Hickman, and Noah Jaeger.
Yeah, four out of six from the Panthers, and Joe, they're all layups, which is fine. We'll take that. Beautiful back cut right there by Connor Hickman, and Anthony Leal had his head up and drilled a pass for an easy layup.
Congratulations to Coach Holmes and the South Panthers on a great season. Continued luck now through the tournament from Aqua Pro Pool and Spa, where hot spring spas are on sale with 0% financing for 3 years. There's a jump shot straight out, too fast and too hard that time by Will Loving-Swatt, and cleared out of there by Hickman. And Jaeger will just kind of walk it across the timeline, bouncing it between one hand and the other. Now he moves around Watts, gives it to Leal, and Leal lays it in. Anthony Leal with his second field goal, and quickly the Southsiders out to the biggest lead of the ball game at 10-4, hitting five of their first seven. 4 minutes to play, not a bad 4 minute start here. Forcing his way in, Coleman, and he was fouled.
That should be no call. There is no need. They're calling a block on Noah Jaeger, who just sealed the baseline. Yep. Play on. There's no need to call that.
Third foul on the Panthers. First on Jaeger, and triggering it out will be Jones. He does to Starks. Starks wants Jones to come get it and deals it instead over on the right wing against Coleman. Inside, Starks, shot fake, put up a shot, got it. Starks with his first check. That was Loving's Watt that got the basket, and it's 10-6. Loving Watt's first field goal of the ball game, and here comes Jaeger across the timeline. Against Jacob Jones, takes him right side of the key over to Leal, a three, got it. Anthony Leal hot early, 7 points already. He's outscored Jeffersonville, and the Panthers lead at 13-6.
Good ball movement again for South. First shot they've taken outside of a layup tonight, and Anthony nails it.
6 out of 8 here at the early setting of this ball game, and they've been shooting lights out. There's a three-pointer, and they got it right back with Jacob Jones. Nothing wrong with his velocity from behind the line and accuracy. Averaging 11 a game, shooting 33 from behind the line, and Jaeger will have to get out and get on him around the perimeter. And now Noah tried to make a move inside and lost the basketball. Here comes Jeffersonville already down the floor. Watts put up a shot. No, fight for the rebound. Leal's got a man down floor. That's Jaeger.
Oh!
Count it. They won't count it. Take the basket away as the foul was called on the Jeff Red Devil, and I think it was Jacobs. It'll be ball out to South underneath their own basket, which means obviously that Leo will be triggering it out, or Connor Hickman one.
Yeah, they've not posted that foul yet on the board.
13-9. I think it was on Jacob Jones. They clear it out, and that was and Jaeger made the shot, and there's a bad pass into the post, stolen away by the quick hands of Jeffersonville. Oh, what a move that was by Jones. He went right around Grayson Rowland there, showing his quickness, and he'll go to the line and shoot two.
And that's two on Grayson Rowland.
Yeah, and soon to be summoned into the ball game will be Joey Bamba, playing in his first regional. We have a couple of substitutions. Caleb Mason has checked in, a 5'9", 145-pound junior. So he comes in, walks alongside of Trey Coleman, who has 4 points. Anthony Leal has had the hot hand with 7 of South's 13. It's 13-10 if you just dialed us in. 2:31 here in the opening quarter. Center Grove wins. They eliminate Jasper 65-40. Linton wins at the buzzer down at Paoli over the Rams 72-71. Shot around and off, no good, and cleared out of there by Graham. And that was an 81% free throw shooter in Jake Jones. All right, here comes Noah. Setting up the Panther offense. Jones on him like a piece of tape. They clear it over to Graham. Round left side of the key. Deals it now over to Bamba. Joey Bamba deals it back over to Connor. Almost lost a dribble. Clears it instead to Leal. There's a shot from three. No good. Tracked down in the corner. And cleared out of there by Jacob Jones. Here comes the Red Devils. Nice move. Spin move against Jigger. Put up a shot too hard. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball. And coming up with it, and a loose ball foul is going to be called on a Red Devil. And that is Jacob Jones. And if that's on Jones, that could be two.
Yeah, they've not been posting him in this game yet. Hopefully they do, because I think you're right. Again,
that's the second personal foul on to Jacob Jones. And boy, hands in his pocket, Joe Luce talking with Scott West, the lead official, as the perspiration being wiped up by Peanut. 13-10, 1:54 to play here in the opening quarter. We get our ID in here in a minute as we have approached straight up at 12 noon. Panthers will have the basketball and Bamba will trigger it out. Panthers' biggest lead was 7 at 13-6. With it is Hickman now. Got a little lane. Put up a shot off Davion Franklin. No good. Loose ball over to Leal. Right baseline. There's an offensive foul against Leal. Well, I tell you, Terry, sooner or later, these fouls are going to mount up. That's 1, 2, 3. That's 5 team fouls, and we still have a minute 38 to play here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, we've got to start. And it's just an offensive, a good move by Leal, but he's got to, again, you got to learn, Joe, when to just pull up and take the 5-foot shot. Don't do what you're trying to do and get too close to the rim. But you're right. Panthers need to be careful from here on out.
Jalen Fairman is in running the point now, and Jones is out with two personal fouls. So it's Fairman that is the point guard now for the Jeff Red Devil. He, Mason, and have been coming off the bench, and they're both in there right now with a minute 15 to play, 13-10 South with a three-point lead. Here's Trey Coleman driving the lane against Leal. Ball knocked loose and right into the hands, and there's another whistle. Jordan Meeks, I think, is going to get the foul here against the Will Loving's Watt, who will be going to the free throw line.
Now they gave that to Joey Bamba.
It is okay. On Bamba.
Okay.
You know, the one scoreboard that we can see visually is not working as far as posting the fouls. We got to look at the other corners, and it's tough to see.
Sure is.
Here's Loving's Watt at the free throw line. A 65% free throw shooter. He's got 3 points.
And Loving's Watt, Joe, a 6'3 freshman. And the two guys that came in were junior and sophomore.
Guy's got a great vertical jump. He averages over 5.5 rebounds. Misses here. Cleared out of there by Meeks. Panthers will play probably for the final shot. J.R. Holmes up in front of the bench, 13-11. Noah looks over at him, brings it across the timeline, goes right off the fingertips of Joey Bamba.
And that's a fourth turnover for Bloomington South, Joe.
Well, they have that's not a good start, and neither are six team fouls here in the first quarter. Jeffersonville can tie or take the lead. They have not had the lead. South got off to an early 8-4 start, hit 5 of their first 7, actually 6 of their first 8, including a three-pointer by Leal, and have cooled off and have turned it over and have committed 6 fouls here in the opening quarter. And Jeff now will apparently go for the final shot. And down in one corner is Davion Franklin, a young sophomore, and just holding on to the basketball. And now we see Jacob Jones back in, playing with two personal fouls. He's got 4 3 points. Looking over at Joe Luce. South just standing out there with Jager Leal, Hickman, Joey Bamba, and Jordan Meeks. Down to 13 seconds to play. They want to find a crease, drive the lane, and get to the free throw line, Jerry. And here we go. They're not going to sit out there and waste time and shoot a 3-ball. And now we got an illegal screen and an offensive foul called against Trey Coleman.
Finally, a bonus there for the Panthers is Coleman pushing off on Anthony Leal. So now South at 4.8 will get the final shot.
Yep, Leal will trigger it out to Noah Jager, and there's the quick pass over to Jager down the lane, put up a shot, and it rolls in with 6.6 tenths of a second to play. And like he's done so many times before, Noah Jaeger coming up with a big, big momentum basket as he gets the outlet pass with 4.8 seconds to play from Leal, drives the lane, and the ball just kind of took its time. Finally nestled in the twine with 6/10 of a second to play, and the Panthers lead here at the end of the first quarter, 15-11 on our comprehensive financial consultant scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Side out here in the second quarter, Jeffersonville with the basketball. They trail 15-11, trying to make a move inside, and Loving's what? Has his second field goal. He's got 5 points to lead the Jeff Red Devils, and it's 15-13. Yep. South with a two-point lead in the basketball. Jaeger down on the wing over to Connor Hickman as Jaeger goes down on the wing left. Meeks comes up, top of the circle. Nice entry pass. Hickman from eight. No good. Got iron cleared out of there by Trey Coleman. Coleman, and they're going to allow Jones to play with two personal fouls. He's working against Connor Hickman. Deals it now over to Darren Starks. He hasn't gotten started yet. Hope he doesn't. He's their best three-point shooter. Ball knocked loose and into the arms of Meeks. He clears it over to Jaeger. Turnover Jeffersonville. South with another offensive possession. Give you the shooting splits out of number one here at the next dead ball. With it, Hickman, a three straight out. Got it. Connor Hickman, 5 points on the afternoon. Good to see he's scoring early. 18-13. Biggest lead's been seven, and that was 13-6. It's 18-13, and a foul called, and it's going to be against one of two candidates, Hickman or Meeks. And it's going to be, unfortunately, on neither one of them. They get Bamba. We'll wait and see. Terry, how about the first quarter shooting splits?
Yes, sir. 7 for 11 for the Panthers. 63-6. Very hot. And 4 for 8 for 50% for the Jeff Red Devils.
At the free throw line settling in. I don't think they posted that yet. At the free throw line and connecting on the toss is Devion Franklin. He's only a 60% free throw shooter. His first point of the afternoon. It is now afternoon. But we got this one rolling at about... 11:53. Franklin hits them both, averaging 7 points on the year. And again, Jeffersonville two within three, 18-15 with 6.5 to play before half. South with the three-point lead in the basketball. Jaeger deals it on the right wing. Over to Graham. Give and go now to Hickman. Off to a good offensive scoring night tonight. Both he and Jaeger. Between them, they've got nine. There's Noah with the left hand. No. Fight for the rebound. Rebound foul. Certainly can't be against Graham. He was the man that got whacked down there in the paint. And this is on a red double. We'll wait and see who it's on.
Yeah, it's on Loving. Watts, his first. Yeah, you and I are going to have to try to keep as close a look at these fouls as we can since we can't see anything.
And there's a nice pass inside, and rolling it in was Connor Hickman again.
Great start for Connor. And five in this quarter, Joe, all five of the Panthers' points. Good job by him.
20-15, Jeff already in the half court. High posting on the give and go. Stop fake, Coleman. Deals it now, backing up. There's the three, the first of the ball game, taken and missed that time by Starks and cleared out of there by Graham over to Jaeger. Finding Bamba out of the corner. How about Joey, a 43% three-point shooter, and timeout called Jeffersonville. So we'll break for a full minute. 5:40 to play here before half. The biggest lead of the ball game on a three-pointer by Joey Bamba out of the left wing, 23-15. Back in a minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Three-pointers by Anthony Leal, Connor Hickman, and the latest by Joey Bamba out of the left wing, 23-15, 5:40 to play here before half. Panthers' biggest lead of the ball game. Today's broadcast being brought to you in part by Bloomington Hardware. It's the weekend. They're open today, 8 until 8, Sunday, 10 until 6. Penetration inside, another new face. That's actually Jalen Fairman back in and gives it over to Jones. He hasn't picked up that third foul just yet, down on the wing. And with it is Trey Coleman, defense by Leal, throwing up a shot, no good. Leal tipped it, actually grabbed that defensive carom, and gave it over to Jaeger.
Nice.
Oh, what a pass by Jaeger inside to Bamba. So Bamba with five in a row and a steal by Leal. Here comes Noah, got a man to beat, off the arms and over to Leal. and via Connor Hickman Leal with his third field goal. He's got 9, and all of a sudden the Panthers lead it by 12 on great defense to offense. 4:49 to play here before halftime. And Jeffersonville a little bit out of sorts, and boy, the Panthers are hitting well over 65% here in the opening half. With it is Coleman down on the wing. Fairman with the ball. Stops, pops, little 8-footer. Whistle blows. No. Basket counts. And a foul is going to be nailed on a Panther. Noah imploring Joey Bamba that time that he didn't slide over. He needed help, didn't get it. And the foul is going to be on Jaeger, and that is 2.
That's on Noah, his second. Nice move by Fairman right there, Joey. He faked into the lane, pulled up at the elbow, and drilled the shot and got the foul.
He'll go to the line. Not a real good free throw percentage shooter, 55%. And he makes me out a liar, as that would look like he was about 95. And a three-point play complete. And just like that, the 12-point lead is down to 9 at 27-18, 4.5 to play. Jaeger stays in despite playing with 2, Terry.
Yeah, first sign of pressure by Jeff. 1-2-2, full court, nothing major, though.
Hickman whips it over to Leal, and he tried to get it inside to Adam Graham. So, really, the first time we've seen a little pressure, that was a self-inflicted wound right there. The pass too hot to handle for Adam Graham. It goes out of bounds. Here comes Jeffersonville the other way, trailing by 9. 4:11 to play before half. We're in the second quarter. Spin move inside. Hickman, what a great defensive job against Jones. Over to Leal. Panthers playing their hearts out defensively like they have all year. Shot, Hickman, a 3. Connor Hickman with a couple of those. And how about Hickman's game? He's got 10, the first Panther to reach double figures, and it's 30-18 inside Fairman. They leave it now down on the wing. Davion Franklin tries to survey that Panther man-to-man. Out on Franklin is Graham. He makes a move against him. Rebounded by Leal. Boy, is he hitting the defensive boards. Leal leading a 3-on-2 break. Dishes it over to Hickman with the left hand. What a move by Connor Hickman with the left hand. And timeout Jeffersonville is South has exploded into a 14-point lead on beautiful transition off of missed baskets, defensive rebounds, and passing here in the half court. And Connor Hickman on fire as he delivers his 12th point of the ball game. We'll break for a half minute. 3:27 before half. Panthers lead at 32-18. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
Yep, good deal.
4 field goals and 2 triples, and what a 14-point first half for Connor Hickman, and he's done the damage here, Terry, in the first 5 minutes of this second quarter.
And, Joe, how many times this year have we seen a Connor Hickman explosion like this? I know you and I did.
We saw 11 straight at the Castle game.
That's right, and that has got the Panthers off to a great start in this second quarter as they're up 32-18.
Jeffersonville powwowing with Joe Luce, and now time back in. Before halftime, biggest lead of the ball game as Jacob Jones goes against pressure, and Hickman's on him right now. And also Grayson Rowland is checked back in. Noah Jaeger on the bench with 2 personal fouls. And South playing a man-to-man. Joey Bamba in there along with the Leal and Graham. There's a seam. There's a shot by Fairman. He'll go to the line, and another foul on a Southsider.
Well, I mean, Jeffersonville's so ultra-quick. At every position, Joe. I mean, it's tough for South.
That's on Roland, Terry.
Yeah,
that's 3.
That's 3 on Grayson. This is kind of like what happened to him in the sectionals. He's just not been able to get off the snide because he's got so many quick fouls.
Well, Roland trying to plead his case to no effect. He just checked in, and JR's going to leave him in. Senior playing with 3 personal fouls. Fairman at the line connects here. So he's 2 out of 2 from the line. He's got 4 points off the bench. Here comes Will Loving's Watt after a breather. Trey Coleman has been held to 4 points. They're 16.5 scoring leader on this ball club. Around and no good. It cleared out of there by Adam Graham. 32-19. Biggest lead was 14 at the 3:24 mark of this quarter. And it was Connor Hickman that's been fashioning out all the offense here in the quarter. What a start. Oh, there's a nice pass, but it caught Graham. Well, actually, I'm not going to blame Adam Graham. It was a little wide on the pass into the paint by Joey Baum, but turnover south. And JR wants a timeout. 32-19, 2:43 to play before half. Back in a half minute, Panthers lead it by 13. You're listening to South Panther Basketball.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd, and I'm proud to sponsor Monroe County's Game of the Week broadcast. Good luck to all the student athletes at North, South, and Edgewood. If you ever need help with an injury claim or could just use some free legal advice after an injury, call me at 812-333-MATT or visit myinjurycase.com. I've represented injured clients for over 15 years, and I know the difference that a good settlement can make. Call 812-333-MATT.
Connor Hickman leading the way for the Southsiders. 14 points here in the opening half, 32-19 on our Lloyd Law scoreboard. You know, attorney Matt Lloyd can help you. You've been hurt in a car wreck. Call him at 812-333-MATT and talk to Matt for free. He'll fight to get you the settlement you deserve. So Jeffersonville back to work offensively right down below us. Offensively with the basketball inside, Coleman is going to draw a foul. And Graham is going to be assessed his second personal foul. I still don't like, Terry, the way these fouls are adding up, despite the fact that the Panthers have had a 14-point lead, because we know Jeffersonville's cup of tea. They're not a prolific, I mean, shoot threes all the time. They're going to drive the ball and try to get to the line and get the Panthers in foul trouble.
No, you're right, Joe. Coleman missed that first one.
And we just need to be aided by missed free throws. Graham comes out. Here comes Meeks back in. So personnel-wise, Bamba, Meeks, Hickman, Roland is out there playing with three. And also in there, Cody Doig is checked into the ball game. He missed them both. So he's 0 for 3 in this ball game now from the line. Trey Coleman, 32-19. He's been held to 4 points. With the ball over his head, Coleman and Leal. And Jeffersonville has gone to a little zone here.
Yeah, the 1-2-2.
And there's the ball kicked, but it'll be Panther basketball. Go ahead, T.
Yeah, the 1-2-2 full court or three-quarter court trap by Jeff, which has kind of forced two straight South turnovers, because what they're doing, they're falling back now with a 1-2-2 half court with Trey Coleman at the front. Long arms, active, and South's made two bad passes after that. They have a total of six turnovers.
So they are against the 1-2-2 right now. And we got a travel called against Connor Hickman.
Three straight empty possessions after Jeff switched defenses. Good move by Coach Joe Luce.
And, you know, they didn't really start the pressure defense, Terry, until they got in double figures behind.
Exactly.
And now they're trying to scratch back in it. They just have missed some free throws here as of late. 32-19, minute 51 to play before half. Coleman trying to get some of it back, hooks the ball down on the wing over to Fairman. Fairman defensed over there by Joey Bamba. With it is Jones, deals it now over to Coleman. Coleman stops, ball partially blocked.
Yeah,
and Leal. And Leal's got two. Well, just to add it all up, Graham and Leal and Jaeger all with two. Noah's on the bench. Three with Roland. He's finally sat down. And J.R. Holmes has sat up. And these fouls are adding up, and I don't like it. 32-18, and there's Coleman finally connecting on his fourth free throw of the night. He's got 5 points. I just got a bad feeling, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it, because they're going to just ratchet the pressure up more and create more havoc for our offense, and they're going to continue to attack defensively.
Well, they got this ball via a turnover, so on a walk call, and hitting them both was Trey Coleman. So Coleman, 2 out of 5 from the line, and the lead is down to 11 in the half court, the Panthers. And Noah Jaeger's back in for the final minute and a half.
And this will be one of those milk situations.
Yeah, they're milking right now. They're almost in a four-corner. They spread Leal.
Don't. Oh, my.
Joe Luce wanted a charge against Leal. That would have been catastrophic.
Oh, yeah.
So Leal and Jaeger play catch cross court with a minute 10 to play. Panthers with an 11-point lead. It was high as 14 back at the 324 mark. Jaeger gets it right back from Leal. No particular hurry inside a minute to play.
There you go.
Yeah, they're playing with the high post player, and that's Connor Hickman, who's had the hot hand. Connor's right there again taking the pass, and they are milking some time right now. Not in the four corners, but Meeks is over on the right wing, and down on the other wing is Joey Bamba. Connor over to Noah Jaeger now. 38 seconds to play. They find Bamba back to Jaeger. 35, Noah against Jones. Down to Bamba, back over to Leal. Applied pressure by Thomas, and Leal still dribbles, now clears it over to Jaeger. Down to 25 seconds to play, 32-21. Here before half, Panthers with an 11-point lead. They've led all the way here, and now we got a foul. And a whistle and a foul called against Jalen Fairman. Well, that is only, according to my stats, the 15th foul on Jeffersonville.
That's what I have. Definitely some foul disparaging here, but I love what the Panthers are doing, Joe. And it looks like Jeff's going to go back to pressure man-to-man right now for the next 18-3.
Yeah.
South had an opening in the middle of that 1-2-2, and they were going to get it to Jaeger, Hickman, or Leal in there. Now it's man-to-man.
13 seconds to play, and Noah comes across the timeline, deals it inside, wide open, Meeks over to Bamba, out of the wing, got it. Joey Bamba with 6 points, both of them threes, with two, with one. Half-court shot no good, and the Panthers back to the 14-point lead on Bamba's bomb. Out of the left wing, his second of the first half, and the Panthers lead it 35-21, going to the dressing room as we have reached halftime. And our halftime of the show being brought to you in part by Janice Locksmith, by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air, your local factory authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and the surrounding areas since 1972. Go online at kellerheating.com. 35-21 as we break at half. Panthers with the second 14-point lead of the first half. They've led it wire to wire to this point. Back in a couple of minutes to Barney Scott Gym here in Seymour. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, that's where we are today with the Southsiders, and they unload 22 in the second quarter and outscore the Jeff Red Devils 22-10 to settle in here at half 35-21. Part of our halftime show brought to you by J&S Locksmith, the proud sponsor of high school athletics and South Panther athletics. Stop on out, see Jimmy and the crew at 508 West 17th Street, and by the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, truly changing lives with eye LASIX. Don't wait any longer. Give them a call Monday at 812-334-1213. Joe Smith along with Terry Stoltz and our producer, Alex Lester, tonight. Today, high atop our One City Center studios in downtown Bloomington. This game started at about, 11:52. It was well before noon. It may have been sooner than that, about 11:48, I think.
I think that's more like it, yeah.
Well, when they got started, 35-21, it's only, looking at the TikTok, not even 12:30 yet. First game winner was Center Grove, relatively easy, 65-40. They were pressured only in the first quarter by Jasper, whose season comes to a close, 16-10. Center Grove led 15-11 at the end of one, and then it just expanded from there, 26-16 at the halftime, 49-24 at the end of three, 65-40, your final in that one. Well, the Red Devils getting a lot of pressure. Some great defense to offense, led by Connor Hickman's 14 and the three-point shooting of Joey Bamba off the bench. So getting some bench scoring from Bamba and getting a fine all-round game from the young sophomore guard, Connor Hickman, with 14 points in the opening half as South outscored Jeffersonville 22-10. In the second quarter. Terry's got his numbers. We continue along here from Barney Scott Gym here at Seymour High School. It's game two of the regional semifinals. Panthers looking for an Elite Eight spot with a title game matchup against Center Grove. If they can polish off the second half of this game, they lead at 35-21. Back in a couple of minutes, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Our opening tap on the way to start things here at Barney Scott Gym, brought to you as always by Bloomington Hardware. They're open for the weekend, your locally owned hardware store at the corner of College Mall and Covenanter Drive. They're open until 8 tonight, tomorrow 10 until 6. Well, despite 11 team fouls and 7 turnovers, Terry, Panthers out to a 14-point lead. They held that lead earlier in the second quarter when they got hot defense to offense, and despite the fouls and the turnovers, they lead it by 14.
Yeah, Joe, you called it exactly right. And we thought South was hot in the first quarter with 63.6%, 7 out of 11. Well, they ratcheted it up a notch and was 8 for 10 in the second quarter. South is now 15 to 21 for the game for 71%. 5 of 6 from three-ball range for 83%. And I do believe Joey Bamba has gotten rid of the jitters. He dropped the first pass sent to him for a turnover as soon as he came in. Now he's hit two straight threes. South has not shot a free throw yet. That's because they're calling all the fouls on South, and Jeff shooting the free throws. So, anyway, Panthers, one thing that JR said they needed to do was control the boards, and they have completely controlled the boards. You know, Anthony Leal's got 7 by himself. As Jeffersonville's missing plenty of shots, as I'm quickly going to show you, and they are not getting second shots whatsoever. South owns the boards. Leading the Panthers with that 12-point second quarter, again, the rifleman, Connor Hickman, who goes on tangents of scoring. He has 14 at half, 9 for Anthony Leal. Solid, solid play for Anthony, and like I said, 7 boards. 6 points for Joey Bamba, 2 for 2 from 3 ball off the bench for Joey. 4 points for Noah Jaeger. And 2 points for Adam Graham, but Adam's got 3 rebounds himself. Grayson Rowland again in foul trouble, as we saw him in the sectionals. And then Jordan Meeks and Cody Doy got in, and they did not score. There's the Panthers, 35. The Jeff Red Devils were 2 of 7 in the second quarter, 6 of 15 for the game, so they're right at 40%. So that's well under what they're shooting for the year. But they're 8 of 13 from the free throw line. If the Panthers were getting called for so many fouls, they'd be down more than 20 right now. But 6 points for Trey Coleman, 5 for Will Loving's Watts, 4 points apiece for Jacob Jones and Jalen Fairman. And 2 points for Devion Franklin. Darren Starks and Caleb Mason have not scored. So 35-21, 5 turnovers for Jeff. As Joe said, 7 for the Panthers. With the fouls being as they are, it makes me, as Glass would say, a little itchy. And makes Joe a little itchy. But Panthers up 14. They've just got to come out and play a solid second half, Joe.
All right, so side out. Grayson Rowland triggers it in, and pressure immediately on Noah Jaeger, who clears it back across the timeline, and the Panthers safely in the home court. Shot fake is Adam Graham. Same starting 5 that greeted the opening tap. Rowland playing with 3 personal fouls. Hasn't scored tonight. Connor Hickman, the rifleman, he's had the hot hand with 14 here in the ball game. Down on the wing, and now in aggressive man-to-man, as they slip out now, yep, Jones is on Jaeger big time. Hickman slides through, and Rowland didn't see him, and now Grayson backs it up. And the Panthers showing some patience. Now goes to the hole, and Grayson will go to the free throw line, and the foul is going to be called on Devion Franklin.
Jeez, a foul on Jeffersonville? Amazing.
That is only the 6th foul called against the Red Devils, and as Terry mentioned, as we have played 36 seconds of the third quarter, this is the first trip to the line by a Panther tonight to shoot free throws. And Rowland, I kind of kidded him in our post-game celebration the other night at Columbus. Ever since he broke that pinky finger and he's got them both taped together, his shooting percentage from the line is skyrocketed. And he misses here, 1 of 2, but he's in the books finally with a free throw. But it's up over 70% at game time. He was mirrored down around 62. Back before Christmas. 36-21, biggest lead of the ball game. Shot fake, rolls around, falls off. Leal's got his 8th rebound. 7 minutes to play here. Leal's going to take a 3. Looks good from here. No good. Rolling on the rebound. Clears it over to Jaeger. Whips it over to Leal. Noah cuts through, followed by Hickman. Boy, South's really running their half-court sets beautifully here. In the early stages of a quarter.
Oh, Larry. Oh.
And Noah can't hold on to the ball, and he's just kicking himself. One of those things, ball went off his hands, out of bounds. That is the eighth turnover.
Yep. A nice pass by Adam Graham. I think Noah just kind of got, he was moving too fast there, bounced off his hands. He's having trouble getting open, Joe, because Jones has a long three by Loving Watts.
Yep, and there's an upcourt pass. Catching up with it was Graham, saves it in, over to Roland, put up a shot, blocked, and a foul on Loving Watts.
Yeah.
And Roland will be going back to the free throw line. So Grayson has come in, started despite three fouls, and is saying, you know, what the heck.
That's right.
If I foul out, I foul out. But, boy, I'm going to give it heck on the defensive end and get what I can get. And he got another free throw, two out of three. And the Panthers, after not having visited the line in the opening half, spread it out to 16, biggest lead of the ball game, 6:24 to play, and Roland's three out of four. Here comes Jeffersonville. Boy, I tell you, Jager and Hickman both have done a switch-off job now on Jake Jones as he stutter-steps his way, now delivers the pass and backing up the offense. A guy that's been quiet, Davion Franklin, he hasn't scored from the field. 38-21, Panthers lead by 17. Loving Swat goes to the glass. And let's see who that one is going to be nailed on. Maybe Adam Graham. I think that is three on Graham.
Yep, that's what I have him for. And the scoreboard to our left will agree with us on that one. He's an aggressive young man, Joe.
Loving Swat at the free throw line, one of three now from the line. Terry told you they were a woeful 8 of 13, and they're a 70% free throw shooting team coming into this ball game. Now they've missed six, and it's really hurt them as the lead now has been cut down to 16 as he hits now one of two from the free throw line. And again, that was Loving's Watt. And now full court pressure, 38-22. We expected this. Now they trap a little. Jager deals it back over to Leal, and now Leal comes across the timeline and threw it away. Steal by Coleman. Coleman trying to take it all the way. And stolen right back by Noah Jager. He's got Jones to beat off the glass. Beat it. Noah Jager got it right back on the steal and the basket, and the Panthers lead it by 18, and that could have deflated Jeffersonville.
And then Jeff on a quick breakdown, Joe, and Noah Jager hustles down, knocks a pass out of bounds, so the Red Devils will have to take it out underneath or on the side of their basket.
5:41 to play. Biggest lead of the ball game has escalated out to 18 now with 5:41 to play, 40-22. Handing the ball, Loving Swat, as Jeffersonville getting tattooed here. Down on the wing. Setting the screen, Jones. They clear it over to Darren Starks. Terry, he hasn't scored a point, and he has been averaging about 12 and a half and has been shooting 48% from three-ball range, and he's only shot once today. There's Coleman inside.
You're not going to keep Coleman down forever, Joe. It was a beautiful move, and good for Anthony Leal to stay stationary, kept his hands up, and did not reach in and get his third foul.
Yeah, Obama's playing now in the ball game for Graham, who's sitting with three personal fouls. Bamba was 6 points on two triples, and he closed out the first half with that bomb from the left wing, and throwing the ball away was Connor Hickman. Here comes Jeffersonville the other way.
Quick hands and long arms, Joe.
Davian Franklin. Clears it over to Trey Coleman now, trying to go one-on-one. Hickman, good defense, put up a shot. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Coleman. Good defense by Connor Hickman.
Yeah, good defense. Moved his feet again. Kept himself upright. He looked like Rob Fennessy fighting through a screen there. Coleman just lost it off his hand.
4:38 to play here in the third quarter. Panthers have led the entire way. Jumped out early 13-6. It got to 14 at the 3:24 mark. Shot taken a three. Got iron. That's hit by Leal. Cleared out of there by Loving Swat. Here comes Jacob Jones across the timeline. Connor Hickman. Now Leal picks him up. Leal drops back into the paint now. Over to Coleman. Inside. What a beautiful play on a give and go to Loving Swat that time. His third field goal. He's got eight. He leads Jeffersonville in scoring, and it's 40-26, and Jeff falls to within 14. Here comes Jaeger with the ball against Jacobs down on the wing. Rolling a three, a little too hard. Fight for the rebound. Ninth rebound by Leal. Shovel pass over to Bamba, and he's walking with the ball before he went up with the shot. Took a little bunny step. That was a beautiful pass by Leal, who could have taken the shot. Unselfishly, Leal's got nine rebounds here.
Yeah.
He's got a couple here in the quarter.
Yes.
40-26, and now with the three, they can cut it to 11.
And the frenetic defense, man-to-man, in your face that Jeff is playing. It's got the Panthers a little messed up here, Joe. Four turnovers in this quarter alone.
Jones deals it now over on the wing. And that is Caleb Mason, who checked in at the last dead ball. He's playing at the other guard spot. They want the ball in Coleman's hand as he and Loving Swan have been playing a little two-on-two. There's a shot taken and missed. Got his own rebound counted. Foul on Bamba. Boy, got to be careful here. Coleman, his second field goal of the quarter. Only 2 of 5 from the line, but he'll be there to try to Terry knock it down to single digits. So Bamba picks up his third personal foul, his second of the quarter, and here is Coleman.
The board has him for only two, Joe. I just looked over there. I'm kind of shocked because you and I've pretty much had him the whole way. We'll see how this plays out as Coleman goes to the line.
And it's up and around and through. Three-point play complete. And it's 40-29. I said it would be a nine-point lead. We'll not give him more than they have, and that's 29, and that's plenty. And there's a foul on Jalen Fairman against the Meeks.
Jeff Crowd getting a little fired up. Yeah. They went on about a seven-point run here, but nice job by South. They're just beating the press. Jordan Meeks had position down low. Fairman got him before he turned around and laid it in. So
triggering it out will be Coleman does to Jaeger. 3:09 to play, 40-29. So what was an 18-point lead, down now to 11. Jeff playing with D down the lane. Hickman got it. Connor Hickman's first two of the second half. He's got 16 and back to a 13-point lead, 42-29, 2:50 to play in the third. With it, stopping, popping, a little eight-footer, got nothing but nylon. Loving Swat, his second field goal. He and Coleman are waking up offensively. They each have eight. They're actually two field goals apiece here in the quarter. Spinning
nice
through traffic, Leal over to Meeks, leaves it for Roland, who deals it back over to Hickman. Now to Leal. Leal deals it over to Roland.
Good
and
patience.
Now Jacob, yeah. Nolan, or rather, oh. Oh, what a nice pass inside by Jaeger to Meeks. Another assist for Noah Jaeger, doing what he does well, and that's finding the open man, and that time it was Jordan Meeks. 44-31, and that was a big response to that last Jeffersonville basket.
Absolutely, Joe. Now the Panthers need a defensive response.
They do indeed. They got to shut off Coleman and Watts. They have scored, and there's an over and back and a turnover to Jeffersonville, self-induced. 1:51 to play, and that draws the ire of the Jeff Red Devil fans standing down the way from us here.
Well, it looked like, into their mind, that somebody got a little body and pushed Loving's Watts. That's what he's arguing with the official as he fell down, and the ball just rolled across center court, over and back, South ball.
That is only two fouls on Bamba, just to set the record correct. Two on Bamba, and he's on the bench. Regardless, 1:36 to play here in the quarter. South with a 13-point lead. Ball almost tripped, and let's see. Oh, they said he went over and back. Connor Hickman was flirting with the line anyway. He was double-teamed and went over and back at another turnover for the Southsiders.
You've got to try to continue to move the ball north and south against this pressure. Keep it moving towards your basket.
Sure.
Every time you go left or right, you're playing right into their hands.
Boy, and the sideline became an ally of the Red Devils. They already had two hawking Hickman anyway, and the sideline made it almost like three. They got a big fat turnover and a lost possession, and now a foul called at the other end.
It's Hickman's.
And we'll wait okay. And see.
That's Hickman's second, Joe. There's where our foul went to. We didn't get one on Connor earlier. Now we're caught up.
So Hickman with two personal fouls, and Jeffersonville with a minute 14 to play, trailing by 13. They got it down to 12 on a 7-0 run inside. He lost the ball, and that was Fairman. And stolen right back, and stolen back again by Jaeger. Fairman, and now they double-team Noah, and he finally threw it away. Here comes Jones, and he's fouled, and that's Leal. And that's three, and that just drew the ire. And, boy, J.R. is livid. Well, Noah tried a cross-court pass to try to beat the time at the line. And laying back in the weeds was Jacob Jones, only 5'10", but he's got great vertical leaps. He stole the ball, and here's Jeffersonville. Now the good news is Jeff has been turning it over here themselves. And now the Panthers almost shift into a 2-3 zone. And Jeffersonville spreads their offense right now. Yeah, they're playing a little 1-2-2 zone. They hook it over to the Fairman, a three-pointer out of the corner.
Oh, what are you doing?
And that is Leal. Well, to respond to that without him answering you, Terry, I don't know what I was thinking about there. Leal has just picked up, I believe, his fourth personal foul.
And he fouls a guy that's not a good three-point shooter who just shot a three-point shot and is now going to go to the line for three free throws with 37 seconds to go and South up 13.
That is four fouls on Leal, and connecting at the line is Caleb Mason. His first trip there, he'll be shooting three. 57% actually. He's now 5 of 8 this year. He hasn't shot that many, coming off the bench for Joe Luce. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, he cans that one. 2 out of 2. Holy smokes.
I mean, he's gotten two really silly fouls here.
Here in the quarter.
In the quarter, at the end of the quarter. And you South just like right here. They're still up 11, but they're trying to self-destruct. Ridiculous.
This could be the low, and he misses here, and it's cleared out of there by Grayson Rowland. Rowland clears it over to Noah. Now they put that 2-2-1 zone up, and there's another turnover. Connor Hickman double dribbles with the ball. Turnover South. Jeff with the ball, trailing by 11, 44-33, but making a comeback here as they have outscored the Panthers 11-4 here since the 5:41 mark. Southside had an 18-point lead at 40-22. Jeffersonville with the basketball, they want the final shot. Here in the third quarter, gobs of game left in the inside pan. And now they give it over to Loving's Watt. Double triple team putting up a shot, and what a block that was by Jordan Meeks. And coming up limping is Trey Coleman. And now they give it to Meeks, and he's fouled by Fairman, who picks up his third personal foul, and Meeks will be going to the free throw line with 6.4 seconds to play.
Yeah, they called that on Caleb Mason, so that's just his first.
Nah, I take it back. It was Mason.
I tell you what, though. Great play. Good help in there by Jordan Meeks, and Joe, he always seems to do something. And the Panthers aren't going to get a shot out of this because Jeff hasn't had put us
well,
in the
they'll
bonus.
Get a shot, and Jaeger will shoot it, and
get
he
it.
Does. Drives the lane, lays it off the glass. Noah Jaeger does it again with a last-second shot to give the Panthers a 13-point lead. We've seen it time and again. That's twice today that Jaeger has made a last-second shot to end the first quarter and the third quarter when the Panthers were in dire need of offense as they bump it back to 13 on a beautiful driving move as time expired by Noah Jaeger, 46-33. Fourth quarter coming straight ahead. After this one-minute break, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Jeffersonville down 13, side out to the white-cladded Red Devils from the Ohio River. Jeffersonville, they've been playing basketball down there since 1920. And now they get it inside. And, oh, nice give and go and a power move, missed shot. And that was Davion Franklin cleared out of there by the Panthers. Meeks in there to start the fourth quarter with Bamba. Jaeger, Rowland playing with three. And Bamba playing the high post. Leal on the bench with four. 46-33. South surviving that third after shooting lights out in the first half. And with it is Jaeger inside. And let's see. We got a foul called in Jaeger. And that is still, they've got three more to give before South gets into 1-1. So Bamba will trigger it out. Terry, in the third quarter, I know the Panthers cooled off a little.
Just a little bit, Joe. Not too bad. They were 4 of 7 in the quarter, 19 of 28. Here's the distressing part. South had 7 turnovers at the end of half. They had 7 in the third alone. They have 14 right now, and that's what's let Jeff back in this game.
It has indeed, and Jeff hasn't been able. And there's a beautiful pass by Hickman inside, but Jordan makes his second basket. And just like that, back up to 15. The biggest lead has been 18 at 40 to 22 at the 5:41 mark. Shot taken, a three ball, I believe, or was it a two? No, it was only a two, and that was Jacob Jones, I believe.
Don't let him get started.
No,
Joseph.
You know what? He quelled him so far and kept him quiet. It's only his fourth and fifth point. 48-35. Jaeger wants the ball, gets it. Nice pass inside to Meeks again. Well, Jordan Meeks, and they have no answer for the 6'6 junior who's just laying it off the box. There's a three-pointer on the way, around and off, and Grayson rolling on the rebound. That was misfired that time by Davion Franklin, who's been shut out from the field here defensively. A seven-point scorer. He and Starks have scored only 2 points between them. Neither one of them has a field goal. Back to a 15-point lead for South, 50-35, 5:55 to play. A whistle and a foul on the Jeff Red Devils. Noah ties his shoe. Chris Smith, broker owner, RE/MAX Acclaim Properties, one of our sponsors. Find him online at chrissmith3030.com.
Well, South seems to have righted themselves just enough here at the start of the fourth, Joe. They back up to 15-point lead.